Okay, Chevra, so let's continue our discussion of Hilchos Leil HaSeder. I want to pick up with... Actually, I want to talk about another Ha'ara that I thought of this morning when I was writing up yesterday's Shir. If you remember, yesterday we spent a bit of time discussing the Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah as to whether you dip the matzah into salt. Right? The Mechaber says that you do, and the Ramah says that you don't. That's what we pointed out yesterday when we read Taf Ayin Hey Se'if Aleph. And yesterday we tried to touch up, we tried to explain this Machlokas based on the role that Kabbalah plays in Halacha. I thought of another idea this morning, which you might think is crazy, or you might like, I don't know. Take a look in Taf Ayin Gimel Se'if Dalet. It's something that we learned already. And there's a discussion as to what is on the Seder plate, no? And the Mechaber writes that you bring a Seder plate that has three matzos and mora and charesis and karpas and a vegetable. And the Ramah adds, in parentheses, that you also bring vinegar or salt water. So, this morning I noticed this Ramah versus Mechaber there in Taf Ayin Gimel Se'if Dalet. And I began to think that, you know what, maybe the Mechaber doesn't have any dipping into vinegar or meimelach. Maybe for the Mechaber, the tibul of the vegetable, the what we call karpas, is dipped into the charoses, which is really what the Rambam writes. The Rambam tells us that you dip karpas into charoses, and it's entirely possible that the Mechaber feels that way as well, and therefore the Mechaber does not mention any, let's say, salt water on the Seder plate. That's Shlav Rishon. Shlav Sheni, the second stage of this idea, again, that I thought this morning, so if you don't like it, I won't be that insulted. Shlav Sheni of this is that we know that there are Shnei Tibulim. We know that you dip twice, Leil HaSeder. This is found in the Manish Tana, but it's also found in Taf Ayin Hei Se'if Beis, that we'll see in a minute. Everyone holds that you dip twice. So Hanir Lafiyan Yisdaiti is what are the Shnei Tibulim according to the Mechaber? You can't say it's dipping karpas and maror, because if both karpas and maror are dipped into charoses, perhaps that is considered a single tibul. Rather, perhaps the Shnei Tibulim according to the Mechaber are the whatever the stuff I dip in charoses, and dipping the matzah in salt is also a tibul of Leil HaSeder. And in fact, the Lashon of the Mechaber in Taf Ayin Hei Se'if Aleph, when it comes to the Mechaber writes, V'yit b'leim b'melach, that I dip my matzah, I'm tovel, I dip it in salt. And the Ramah writes, no, we don't do that. You know what? And the Ramah writes later on that you're not supposed to, even if you have a minhag of eating eggs at the Seder, you should not dip it. You should not dip the egg in salt water because you're not supposed to have additional tibulim. You should not have more than two dips. So maybe the pshat is hazoi. Maybe the mechaber holds that I dip my matzah in salt and that itself is considered one of the tibulim. The Ramah is going to say, you know what? You're not supposed to dip your matzah in salt. Because if you dip the matzah in salt, that will be an additional tibul. That's going to be an extra dipping, just like I'm not supposed to dip my egg in salt water. Because I shouldn't have an extra dipping. The Ramah is bothered by Akasha. How do you not dip your matzah in salt? Don't we know that all year we dip our matzah in salt? That's like standard Judaism. So for that, the Ramah answers, well, the matzah is good clean bread. And as good clean bread, you don't have to dip it in salt. And usually I do dip it in salt. Throughout the entire year I do it. Maybe because of the Kabbalah reason, whatever. But Leil HaSeder, I'm not going to dip it in salt. Because Leil HaSeder, if I dip it in salt, I will have three tibulim. And in the Heiliger Manishtana, I say only Halayla Hazeh, Halayla Hazeh, Shidei Pi'amim. Right? So it seems to me that the pshat in this machlokes between the Mechaber Amo about dipping the matzah in salt really relates to what the Shnei Tibulim are. And maybe the Mechaber holds that the two tibulim are, one, the stuff that you dip in charos, as two, the matzah that I dip into salt. This is what I thought of this morning. What do you think about this, gentleman?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Where do we see tevila by something solid into another solid? That's the first question. Second of all, I guess I don't really like this whole making a din from like minhagim and stuff. I don't know. It's this whole simon. This simon are very weird.
Let's go slowly. Making dinim out of minhagim is basically, I'd say, 70% of what we do in Judaism, especially in Rav Soloveitchik Judaism, where the Rav felt that every single minhag has to be a kiyum of some halacha. So that issue, I hear the objection to, but it doesn't really resonate with me. Issue number two that you raised about where do you see dipping into a salad that's considered dipping. So first of all, charoses. Is charoses solid or liquid, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? So, again, there are different ways of making charosis. I don't know if the charosis really has to be liquidy. No, saf al kach, I would just argue that the lashon of the mechaber, v'yit b'leim b'melach, that I dip my matzah in salt, right? Do you have to dip the matzah in salt? Like, all year long, when I don't, many people put salt on the challah, they don't dip the challah in the salt, right? I don't know if you know this, but there's a thing called a salt shaker. A salt shaker, is the pshat that you put the salt on. Now, again, I'm like saying, like, amkos over here. I'm saying amkos. But a salt shaker is different than a dipping of salt. And I think the lashon over here, v'yit b'leim b'melach, maybe the mechab. And by the way, I searched through the Mechaber's, I don't see anywhere that the Mechaber says that you dip karpas in salt water. And the Mechaber speaks about shnei tibulim, but he doesn't tell me what they are. So again, this was my chiddush this morning. Ben, you're giving me a thumbs down. By the way, you notice that on Zoom there is zero button for thumbs down? It's amazing. They assume that everything I'm going to say is correct. At least on my reaction screen, I don't have a thumbs down button. No? It's mamish. Right? They assume that everything I say is correct.
I gave you an X.
Where's the X? I don't see it.
Oh, there's the thumbs.
There is a thumb. Show me thumbs down. Where? I still don't see it, but okay.
Maybe if you look at the participant screen, if you look at the participant screen, we can show a status of them.
Oh, okay. So I see the status. I see mute and more. So what comes under more? More means I could rename myself.
Right. You see how mine has a thumbs down and his has a hand up.
Oh, I see that. So I could do thumbs down. That's like amazing. And what does that mean, like cup of coffee? Is that the other thing? Which is kind of amazing, I mean. It's kind of amazing that they think we need a cup of coffee.